Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Speaking of parents, we have a few minutes for calls right now. And knowing that the opt-out movement is taking place this week or is showing itself this week in the ELA test, the statewide standardized test in New York State, we're going to open up the phones for a few minutes for people who have opted out, and a few people who perhaps have thought about it and decided not to opt out of the New York State standardized tests. 212-433-WNYC. Are you one of those people? And we touched on the topic more theoretically earlier in the week. Let's get a few stories on the board here. Are you opting out with respect to your child from the English language arts exams, the statewide standardized tests in New York State this week? If you're watching others opt out and hearing this discussion in the media, are you thinking anew about opting out your child for the statewide math tests, which come up a few weeks from now? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Your story, if you are opting out, why did you do it? Any stakes for middle or high school admission for your child from opting out this year? How will you compensate for that? 212-433-9692. And seriously, we're going to save some lines for people who opted in for your kid. If you actually thought about it and you opted in because you think you get some important information about your child's reading or math skills or about the quality of your child's school or teachers, which this is also supposed to be an indicator of, did you consciously opt in? 212-433-WNYC. Or maybe you didn't really opt in. You just didn't think about it and just took it as normal and that day's work in the school. But did you opt in? 212-433-9692 as a conscious decision, or did you opt out? Opting out parents, opting in parents, 212-433-9692. We'll take some of those calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. All right, parents, are you opting out of the statewide standardized tests in New York this week for English? Are you opting in as a matter of conscious decision? Janice in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Janice.
Hi. I am opting my fourth grade daughter out of the test. She goes to the Brooklyn New School, and I feel like the school has a really powerful set of assessments in place where they assess her throughout the year in a really organic way that was created by the teachers, and I don't think that the Common Core tests serve as a good way of assessing what she knows and what she can do.
Your child is in fourth grade?
She is in fourth grade, and I know that that's a year that a lot of parents feel in New York City feel really nervous about opting their kids out.
Because those scores have implications for middle school admissions, right?
Exactly. They do. And we, my husband and I, spent a long time debating this and trying to decide when we sat down to make the list of reasons for her to take the test and reasons for her not to. We had a long list of reasons for her not to take the test. We have a lot of problems with it. The only reason we had to have her take the test is because we're afraid. And but we that almost won. But I think in the end, the fact that our school was supportive of parents being able to opt out of the test, that we had lots of other parents who were making that choice, allowed us to make the choice that we actually felt was right. And I think that many other parents, if they really felt like they could make that choice, they would.
Thank you very much. John on Long Island, you're on WNYC. Hi, John.
Hi, good morning. I've been listening to some of the comments, and one comment that I don't hear people making is the preparation that these children are going through and the stress that is causing them and the fact that they are not following with their regular studies. My youngest daughter is in fifth grade, and I don't think I've done any spelling with her, and I don't know how long. The normal homework is being ignored all for this test. Now, I haven't delved that far into the whys and why nots of taking the test. But I did have my daughter take the test, which she's taking the last one, I think, today. And I didn't want her to feel awkward about not taking it because I did not have a valid explanation as to why I would or would not make her take a test.
So do you think that the test measures something significant and meaningful that gives you information about how your child is learning? You just heard the last caller say they sat down to try to make a list of reasons to take the test and reasons not to take the test. And the only reason that they could come up with to take the test was fear of a backlash. They didn't think it reflected teaching and learning. Do you?
Well, I feel that there's a lot more here than we're being told. Some people say about the children's learning abilities and how they learn. Others about the abilities of the teacher. Really, what's being done here is these kids are being used as a hot potato. And unless they can come up with something very concrete and be able to explain it without, the certain rhetoric between it's the teachers, it's the students, what are we doing? We're wasting taxpayer money, and we're also wasting the time of the children.
So you did not
spend a lot of time discussing
right.
it, to be quite frank.
Certainly spending a lot of time discussing it. So you did not opt out your child, but you didn't really opt in because you think the test is a good thing. You're really critical of these standardized tests. You just didn't want your kid to be left out.
I guess it was a passive-aggressive move on my part.
John, thank you. Lisa in Nyack, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. So I live in Nyack. I have two children, a third grader and a fifth grader. I opted them both out this year for a number of reasons. I think the curriculum, the way that it's been implemented, I think everybody can speak to the 150 miles an hour that it's being sort of poured down our children's throat. And if you get it, great. And if you don't, oh well, because there's been very little time for the teachers to actually teach. And I think the linking, now that the governor has backed off on the linking for the students, I think linking it to our teacher evaluations is wrong. And we received here in Nyack phone calls from our principal reaching out to us to try to change our mind because our little elementary school will now be falling below the 95% attendance mark, which will impact the school's rating, I guess, with New York State Ed.
Because you have a core of people opting out in your school. And I guess that's the way it's going. You know, there's a minuscule percentage of students statewide who are opting out, but I guess they're tending to concentrate in communities like yours to some degree. So, Lisa, if you say the curriculum, the new Common Core standards and the curriculum to support them are being rammed down your children's throats, the supporters of Common Core would say this is intended to raise standards, to make school more rigorous, because what we saw in the earlier years in this decade in New York was tests that were really dumbed down under No Child Left Behind so that it would look like the schools were doing well and the students were doing well. Common Core is really to raise the quality of teaching. Is that your experience or not your experience?
Raising the bar, I think, is fine. Signing on to a curriculum before it was even created, as New York State did, I think, what are we signing on to if we signed on before there was even a curriculum
yes.
on paper?
Right. So that makes sense as, you know, as a notion. But when you say this is being rammed down your children's throat, do you see anything in the curriculum that you think is either good, bad, or mixed?
No problem with raising the bar for my children. However, I've seen both in particularly around math, they have no time to cover the curriculum. So they're presenting it, and if your child can get it, they get it. And if they don't, there's been no time to catch up. I've seen it in the middle schools, and we're seeing it across the elementary schools in our district.
Too much too fast.
Too much too fast, and teachers under pressure to get it out there because it's all tied in together.
Lisa, thank you very much. Eileen in the Bronx. Hi, Eileen. You opted in?
Yes. I'm not happy about the standardized test regime, and I'm really heartsick about what it's done to our school, the amount of time that the kids had to spend taking practice tests and doing test preparation. But nonetheless, my husband and I felt like we had that we wanted our son to take the test, partly because he did well last year, and our school is under the gun in terms of getting its charter renewed. It needs to have improved test scores this year and next if it's going to be able to continue to operate.
Oh, that's
and
very,
I felt
very...
like it'd be kind of selfish to take my kid out when presumably he'll do pretty well on it.
That's a very community-minded reason to opt your kid in, because you think your child is going to do well and you want the school, in terms of how they're graded, to get the benefit of his positive score. Do you think that the score reflects to you something meaningful about how your child is learning or how your child's teachers are teaching?
No. I think the really great narrative, thoughtful, whole child sort of analysis that we get in lieu of report cards at the school really tells me a lot about how my kid's learning. It really tells me a lot about how dedicated our teachers are. How he did on this certain number of multiple choice and certain short answers and little essays. No, I don't think I'm learning a lot about how he's learning. I guess I think something about his reading comprehension under the gun on a couple of days. And we're learning something about how he handles stress and how he handles responsibility. But it's to me, to us, no, this is not like a way that we're going to learn something about how he's learning. We get that from our really thoughtful report cards.
Eileen, thank you very much. Rebecca in Westchester, you're on WNYC.
Hi, thanks.
In or out?
We opted in, and I wish that we had not. I hadn't really given it a terrible amount of thought until this weekend when I read in the Saturday New York Times about the opt-out movement. And I was sitting with my 10-year-old daughter, a fifth grader, and I said, how do you feel about the test coming up and all the prep? And she said, I feel pretty good about it because for the past 4 weeks, every Wednesday, we've been skipping science and social studies to prep for the ELA test. And my jaw kind of dropped, and I thought, well, I better get some more information on this than, you know, just from one kid. I didn't want to ask her too many questions and raise any red flags for her. So later that day, I was with a bunch of her Girl Scout friends on an outing. And I just took a loose poll, like, so, you know, you're in this classroom. Have you guys been doing this on Wednesdays? And it turned out that of the five classrooms in the fifth grade, two of them were spending their Wednesdays doing ELA prep instead of science and social studies. The other three classrooms were not. And I just, that was so baffling to me, and I just thought, this is crazy. I really got a weird feeling about the test and thought I should opt out. The test was starting in 2 days, so I didn't, you know, I flurried emails to a few parents, the PTA head, and my child's teacher to try and get a handle on what was going on. It didn't feel like I had enough time to get myself educated on opting her out, but as the conversation's gone on, I wish that I had.
Rebecca, thank you very much. And I guess Rebecca in Westchester reflecting a lot of the ambivalence that a lot of parents have, even if they are having their kids take the test, and a little bit of sampling of folks who opted in, folks who opted out for their kids during the ELA test this week, math test coming up later in the month in New York State, and something to be seen, whether this still minuscule opt-out movement in terms of the total percentage of families who do opt out winds up taking flight more later this month or in subsequent years, or if the Common Core curriculum, with what it's supposed to represent, can win the trust over the next few years of more families around New York State. Thanks for your calls, everybody.